This is Adam Dunning on ABC Gippsland.
Yes, and Gippslanders have never, unfortunately, come out on top in terms of healthy eating. You know, with the data showing for it's a number of years now that Gippsland has some of the poorest outcomes in terms of health of any regional area in the state. More Gippslanders die from complications of obesity and heart problems and stroke than actually any other region. But this obesity, they've said, can start at a very young age. And some are out there in the community spreading the word about this healthy eating, with one particular chef behind an initiative called Bubble Muffin. And that's taking education about the right foods for kids to new heights. And it's bringing entertainment to schools and charities and intertwining that with education. I have on the line now Kevin Capuzzi Staro. Is that how I pronounce it, Kevin?
That's pretty good. That's not bad for a non-Hungarian.
Kevin's the organiser of Bubble Muffin. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Adam.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background as a chef, and what was the impetus behind getting behind the childhood obesity fight?
Right. Well, look, Adam, I've worked in hotels for a number of years, both here and overseas, and look, I'm absolutely passionate about food, and I've got hugely strong memories from my childhood, as I'm sure a lot of you would as well, because food is highly emotive, as you would well know. Now, I saw the problem out there in the community with childhood obesity, and coming from a culinary background, and also I have a theatrical background, I thought, well, why don't I
put the two together?
Yeah, and actually do something about it instead of being like a lot of other people and pointing out the issues.
Yeah, well, it says one in four children are obese. That's quite staggering.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That leads to I've got here type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and depression.
Yeah. And if you consider that those figures, I mean, the best figures that we have are lagging behind a couple of years. So we don't have actual up-to-date figures at the moment.
Mm.
And the figures, as they were on the incline. So,
So you've set up these programs for entertaining kids with food. As I said earlier, I can just see in my head kids with beetroot all over them, bits of banana in their hair. How are these programs designed? What's the goal here?
Maybe with the younger kids, that's it. Well, it's about association. It's a kids' club. And basically, it's about association. Associating good foods with fun. Just having an absolute ball. So usually the kids are all interactive in the shows. They get their hands dirty. And we're dealing with kids, in some cases, from 3 years old. But when you are dealing with those, they generally just sit there and they eat. They don't really care about putting the recipe together. The older kids who are a little bit, their skill level is better. Obviously, you know, they're more interested. And the funny thing is especially with the older kids, you show them a technique. And we're bringing in some culinary science techniques into the programs with these kids. You have to remember that. And once the kids learn those techniques, then their imaginations just go absolutely wild. They go crazy. And they come up with different things, which I've never even considered. And
So they're teaching you. Moment.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You have the pause moments where you go, hang on, that's a great idea.
Love it.
Let's try it.
Well, look, I mean, we've got a little bit of audio, actually, from one of your programs. Get a listen to this.
Who's ready to win a prize?
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
You did? What was your favorite part of the fruit wand?
The rock melon.
The rock melon.
Oh, don't you love it? That was, I believe, is that Tiffany speaking?
That was Tiffany, yes.
Tiffany speaking. Tiffany's on the project as well. She's speaking with an incredibly eager foodie from the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like she's just out of a creche, though.
Well, that young girl, I think she was, that was just at the Good Friday appeal earlier this year. I think she was around 4 or 5 years old there.
Yeah. How do you know this entertaining approach works against these high statistics of obesity? Like, what positive outcomes have you actually seen?
Well, it's, nothing's guaranteed. But to be able to inspire a child to then go out and create something and ask a parent. I mean, we've had parents come up to us. I remember one show, it was at a shopping centre, and after the show, we were making an edible garden with the kids. So you can eat everything, including the dirt, which the kids absolutely love.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
So it was edible dirt.
Edible dirt.
I was going to say, geez, you're really bringing entertainment to new heights, feeding them dirt.
Well, it's challenging. It's challenging the mind. I mean, to start off with, when you tell them, oh, yeah, it's dirt, they're all of a sudden, they go, oh, come on, you can't eat dirt. But then once they get into it, and, yeah.
They love it.
That's one of those spark moments where their imagination just goes, bang, well, what can we do with this?
Yeah.
But at the end of this actual program that we did, a mother came up to me and she pulled me over to her son. She said, oh, my God, look at this. And I'm like, well, what's new? He was just eating cherry tomatoes. That's all he was doing. And she says to me, I never knew he ate tomatoes.
Isn't that amazing? So you can the education's right there. Well, it unearths these, you know, it sometimes surprises you.
That's exactly right. Basically, what we're doing is putting it on a platform for the kids so they've got access to it. There's no rules that you have to do this, you have to do that. No, there's nothing like that. We're bringing in, basically following the Australian dietary guidelines, but bringing it to a practical application for kids so they can enjoy it whilst learning.
Yeah, that's fabulous. We've been speaking this morning with Kevin Capuzzi-Staro. He's been working on a project which they call Bubble Muffin and getting out there and educating kids, older and younger, on the benefits of healthy eating. And they come out with recipes too, I believe, at the end of it.
Oh, yes. We've got some crazy recipes. As I said, we like to bring in the molecular gastronomy or the food science into it.
Yeah, and that's the way it goes.
Exactly. I mean, we're making worms now for
perfect.
Edible soil. just from kids' ideas. They said, well, can we make some worms?
That's fabulous. We've got to go. Unfortunately, we must leave, however. But thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, Kevin. We'll talk about your worms another time.
Love to.
Good on you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's the show for today. Coming up on the conversation now with John Fain, we've got Katrina Sedgwick. She's a co-host, director, and the CEO of Acme. We're talking about Scorsese.